plastic or something, you know. But there's another way. There's a little bit of gourd. And this gourd grows in the shape of just an egg. Mm-hmm. And you can take one of them things, they're generally bright yellow. They're pale yellow, you know. Mm-hmm. You take one of the little gourds and put it up down. That's just good. Okay.
What do you call those gourds?
Just nest egg gourds.
Did you ever hear the word simlin?
Simlin? Don't believe it, do you?
Some of the noises that livestock make.
They just call them nicking, or if he something disturbed him or something, he might change the sound of it, you know.
And the cow, what does the cow make?
What do you call that? Lowing.
What were the calls that you remember, especially from your childhood? What kind of calls do people make to the different kind of animals to bring them in? how would they bring in bring in the cows, for example, to them?
Well, they'd come at just hollering soot when it's on to how far there was and how loud they would holler.
Mm-hmm. And how about pigs? How would you call them?
Well, they'd come at saying piggy.
Mm-hmm. And did you keep the pigs in a certain place on the farm?
Well, pigs, cattle, and all. I would say for 60 years or more than 60 years. Why, you couldn't let them run out, stock low. But you kept them on your own premises, on the land. But I remember when you turned your cow or anything out like this morning, you just turned them out open to the world. There wasn't no stock law. People had these old fences we was talking about around their field. Now they quit fencing the field and fenced the pasture farm.
Mm-hmm. The area around the barn, what did you call that, where the livestock stayed?
The dirt.
Right.
Well, that's call that the manure, barn fertilizer.
And what did you call that area around?
Just a barn lot.
Barn lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how did you call chickens?
Chicken.
What were the names that you give to, what's a male horse, for example?
The stallion. We just call him the stallion.
And the female is?
Is a male.
And with the cattle, what's the male and what's the female?
Well, he's just a bull and it's just a cow.
And when the cow has a calf, how do you describe that? You say, well, the cow is about to
find a calf.
The male of a sheep is?
Well, he was ram.
And female is?
Was you.
When you were younger, would you talk about stallions and bulls and rams in front of women?
Not as much as you hear today.
Why was that?